Last phase. Here we go. Let me do this really quick. We really love prophesying. You know why? Because the Bible tells us to. Read 1 Corinthians 14. It says, eagerly desire to prophesy. I'm so sorry that that word's a dirty word in the evangelical whatever because of bad extremes. But when we prophesy, just a couple things. When we prophesy, we want to be biblical people. I'm just so locked in on this. I'm having so many interactions with evangelical pastors in the city of Wichita. We're having evangelicals visit Saturday night, and we do lab time, and we minister, and we train in this. The big problem that the evangelicals have with prophecy is not only the extremism that's happened, but the lack of biblical centrality. And we love the Bible, and we want to be a biblical presence-based prophesying people. So we're going to do that right now. I just want to do it for like, we're going to get done early today, but just I want to take a couple moments, and we want to prophesy. All sons and daughters can prophesy. Do you know what that means? It basically means that you're speaking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the words of God. Does everybody understand? That's all you got to do about prophecy. Prophecy is me speaking under inspiration. My heart moved. Listen, this is just so hilarious. I'm in a meeting. Stephen was there. I was in a meeting Friday night with a young guy going to YWAM and a leader from a main big church over in Wichita that's very anti-charismatic. He's one of the main leaders. They pulled away from the prayer movement because they think it's a charismatic deal. He's in the meeting praying over the young man, prophesying over him. He said, I have this Bible verse and I'm going to read it and I believe the Lord's going to take you to places where the gospel's never been heard before. They're going to be dark places and the light of God's going to... Stephen, do you remember hearing that? It was an amazing deal. And I was like, I was looking at this leader from this church that's anti-prophecy. I'm going, you're prophesying. That's all he's doing. He was speaking under inspiration, stuff that he felt led from God to say. That's it. I don't want to make it too little, but sometimes we've made it too much, I believe, with prophecy. Everybody in this room can prophesy. In fact, this morning before we leave, I'd love that everyone would prophesy. That we'd all practice prophesying. You can move under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and say something to people. Here's how I think that happens, that are ways that it can happen, is number one, me speaking a Bible verse to somebody. That's my favorite one. When I get a Bible verse and it comes into my heart and I speak it to somebody, Joanne does this with me all the time. She'll send me some Bible verse and I'm telling you, it's a prophetic word, not a dream, a vision. She, under inspiration, lifts up a Bible verse and it hits me right in my heart. Has anybody ever done that? Have you ever done that or had that done to you? I mean, we all love the Bible, but when somebody comes to me and highlights, I have this verse for you. It's one of the most powerful, accurate, prophetic things you can do. When you speak to somebody, a scriptural Bible verse. Two, pictures of scripture. Okay, so pictures, we believe in pictures and vision. So I'll say this, at the end of 2018, I don't know if this will apply to any of you. I've had a prayer meeting over at Park City at a doctor's house, end of 2018, and I, in prayer, see the number 2019 blazing with fire. I can hear the crackling of the fire like a field being burnt off. You know what I mean by that? It's weird. I'm in prayer. It's like a burning field. I see it across the numbers, 2019. And then immediately after it, I see 2020 green and plush as can be. Well, what do I do with that? That's either I go see a psychologist or I translate it and here's what it meant to me. In 2019, there will be fiery, fiery trials that's going to burn off some of the stuff that needs burned off so that we can have a green and fruitful 2020. Doesn't mean that 2020 is not going to have trouble. Doesn't mean that 2019 doesn't have some good times. But I felt like 2019 was going to have some particular trials and tribulations that were actually burning. And God gave me 2020 so we'd still have hope. Like, don't give up when it's burning. Don't give up because fruitful times are coming, greener days. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Has anybody had any burning or trial in 2019? If you have, say, oh my. That's what happens. Now, I could predict that about every year, right? We all have trials and tribulations. But I have a picture, and what I did with that is I applied it to Bible. Fiery troubles, purification, fire, and then I saw green, which is life, okay? Last thing. I had a principles of scripture. I had a man, a prophetic guy who's a mature brother over at the Saturday night group. He texted me, said, Sam, last Tuesday, I'm driving down the road. I feel a pain sharp shoot through my left hand. He's driving down the road, shoot through my left hand. And he says, immediately the sentence comes into my mind, I am crucifying the left side of Sam McVay. And I was like, well, that's pretty intense. He felt it like a nail was going through his hand in the middle of the day on Tuesday. I'm crucifying the left side of Sam McVay. What do I do with that? Again, I either say he's crazy or I apply my heart and I think about it. Crucifixion in the Bible is a not only a thing for Jesus, but even for us. I have been crucified with Christ. I'm to take up my cross. I immediately was led by, and just be patient with me here, I was immediately led to look on the Google and to look up left brain people. Does anybody know there's left brain and right brain people? I just immediately was done it. Right brain is the creative, abstract, can just flow with everything. Left brain is the analytical, reasoning, gotta have an explanation for everything. Anybody struggle with that? I knew immediately what it meant. I knew what it meant. It meant Proverbs 3, 4, and 5. That's what it meant, 5 and 6, I mean. Do not, right, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. That the Lord, and I know how he's doing it in so many ways, he's crucifying the logical side of Sam that wants to do the math. And when I sensed it, pleasure, I mean, there's a little bit of a ouch, but there's a pleasure that comes in my heart that he's gonna set me free from demanding that everything makes sense. Does that make sense, everybody? I'm edified. But you know how I got that edified? It wasn't just, oh, the guy had the thing in his hand and he told me in his sentence. I applied it to scriptural truth. And through the Bible, it informed my heart. So this morning, and I don't want to put anybody under bondage, but everybody can speak under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We don't force it, you know, whatever. But I would love for you, just for a couple minutes, if we could, say something to somebody around you under the inspiration of the Spirit. Sam, just preach and let us go home. I like everybody to do it. Listen, I don't have to wait for the Holy Spirit to show up. He showed up because you're here. He's in me right now. Start looking around and asking, Lord, would you say anything to anybody around me? Would you say, is there something you're laying on my heart? Listen, this is a great word. Jesus loves you, Jason. This is a great word. Jason, the Lord is expanding and pulling you out of where you've been, and he's enlarging your territory as a leader, as a disciple in the body of Christ. That's encouraging. Here's one. Hey, Sean, the Lord loves you. I feel his affection. He loves you. That's under inspiration. It doesn't have to be some elaborate picture or whatever. It could be a Bible verse. It could be whatever, okay? So here's what I want to do. I want to end our service this way, and this is because we love ending services in awkward ways. I'm going to stand us up. I want to pray that the Holy Spirit would fill you, and I'm asking you to try to say something to someone around you under the inspiration of the Spirit. Is everybody okay? If you don't do it, nobody gets any lashes or goes to hell, okay? It's okay. But I want to, would you all stand up, please? Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would fill us afresh and help us tune in as a people. We don't want to manufacture fake or flesh, but I pray your Holy Spirit, who inspires us, would use us to bless some other people. Literally, if it's just a hug, Lord loves you, or if it's something more, a Bible verse, or I just pray that as we leave this room, we could practice being a prophesying people who walk under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Give courage to people maybe they've never done it, and no condemnation for those that might not even do it right now. I pray that. I just pray, help us to move from our hearts, led by you, loving people around us. In Jesus' name, amen.